You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec is a small indigenous town in the mountains of Oaxaca. The 3,500 people who call it home speak Mixe. Few speak Spanish. Despite its remote location, the town is famous for two things. First, everyone there seems to play a musical instrument to the point that Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec has a traveling orchestra. The second thing the town is known for are its embroideries.
It's the essence of our identity.
That's Erasmo Hernández González, mayor of Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec. If, as Hernández González says, the community's embroidery designs are so intrinsic to their identity, then it's understandable the community might feel its identity is threatened. Let me back up a bit. A controversy unfolded this year when thousands of miles away, French designer Isabelle Morin released her spring-summer collection.
My fashion, it's like everybody call it effortless when I do a lot of work to make it look effortless.
That's Morin in an interview with Net Amour Chic. Despite her designer's efforts, there's a problem with her spring-summer collection. It looks exactly like the centuries-old embroidery from Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec.
We have evidence that the designs are very old. We have pictures from when the first cameras were introduced to our community. And not only that, but even our great-grandmothers wore the design.
The French designer admits she was inspired by the artisans in Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec. Kisla Jimenez co-owns Tesoros Trading Company, an Austin-based store that sells handmade goods from around the world.
It's okay to be inspired.
As she talks, Jimenez stands in front of a rack full of merchandise. She pulls out some embroidered shirts from Oaxaca, El Salvador, and India, and holds them side by side.
And this is an interesting example. This sort of looks Mexican, if you look at it. I think it's clearly inspired by a Mexican style. But this is made in India.
Inspiration, she says, is not a problem. Artists always borrow from each other. But the problem, at least in this case, comes when what's described as only inspired by something looks like the patented original. Designer Morand says she didn't know a French company called Antique Batik claims ownership of a patent for the designs of Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec. She's been sued in France for copyright infringement. Back in Mexico, this news has Mayor Hernández González terrified. If Antique Batik were to try to enforce its claim to the designs in a lawsuit against his city, it could destroy his community's way of life. This week, he's asking the federal government of Mexico to find a way to shield indigenous people and their culture from potential lawsuits. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.